This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS. I am the world. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and co-host, Thaddeus McCarter, American Greatness. Malcolm Honeline continues with us. Thaddeus, you have a question about anti-Semitism.
Yes, Malcolm, we've seen recent studies showing the 1,000% rises in anti-Semitism on campus, but you also have information that the forces of anti-Semitism are going all the way down to kindergarten to try to indoctrinate children.
As terrible as it is to even imagine this, that in the New York City public school system, we have two teachers who have changed the wording on, you know, famous children's songs. For instance, the wheels on the bus go round and round, which every parent knows because how many they had to repeat it 1,000 times with their children. It's now the wheels on the tanks. And they talk about Palestine and they rally them against Zionists. And they say that settlers called Zionists harm and kill people. This is actual text teaching in New York City public schools. And this follows on the heels of the revelation that the Qatari government has given $1 million to programs in Queens schools, for instance, and high schools where the maps that have been up for more than a decade, it turns out, does not have Israel, has Palestine. And they said, well, it was an Arab culture course, which also taught many other things that were very disturbing. And the superintendent said, well, it's been up there for 12 years. I said, you mean for 12 years you could teach the children a map about Middle East and you don't have Israel on it? And unfortunately, what they do say about Israel is terrible. And this is only one example. We've seen a 100% increase in anti-Semitism since October 7th, but overall, and especially on our campuses, where the indoctrination and the woke culture has permeated every course. Professors now are coming out. We have lawsuits in at least a dozen universities about discriminatory practices against Jews. And by the way, it is against some other groups too. And then they hide behind Islamophobia and anti-everything. We've seen the sectionality, where they try to combine all of the causes into one. The fact is that every investigation is turning up more and more terrible evidence against the major universities in America. And it's producing a generation that now believes that October 7th didn't take place and that doesn't support Israel and our key allies. Thank God the vast majority of the American people still do. But when you look for the next generations, the numbers are deplorable.
Malcolm, there really is such a thing as a woke kindergarten. I didn't know it existed. Is that part of the story of anti-Semitism?
It absolutely is. And it's called the woke kindergarten with capital W and capital K, where they have these programs of indoctrination. And it's just astonishing that this could go on in a public school. And then where's the mayor, the head of the Board of Education? The individual principals, little and the superintendents, have all sat back and turned a blind eye to it. And when there were parents who complained, the parents got harassed. And if students raised issues and concerns with it, they were often isolated and degraded in the classroom for doing so.
Malcolm Honeline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, Thaddeus McCarter, American Greatness. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts. so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.